Donald Trump hopes for 25,000-person rallies before November election. By Charlie Spiring on April 29, 2020. President Donald Trump said Wednesday at the White House that he wanted to return to big campaign rallies prior to the election. Despite some experts predicting social distancing regulations continue through the fall to prevent the coronavirus from spreading. I hope that we're going to be able to do some good old-fashioned 25,000-person rallies where everyone's going wild because they love our country, he said. The president said he would likely travel to Arizona next week and Ohio fairly soon for smaller events and even predicted the return of his legendary campaign rallies. We're going to start to move around and hopefully in the not-too-distant future. We're going to have some massive rallies and people will be seated next to each other, Trump said. He acknowledged, however, that a rally with social distancing would not look very good. Trump declined, however, to provide a specific timeline for rallies. It'll depend. It also depends on states. Some states are in really great shape now, and some states will be in great shape, Trump said. When asked if he expected to hold regular rallies before the election, Trump replied, "I hope so. Look, we have a tremendous pent-up demand." Trump said he hoped that most sports would also be able to return to full capacity. "I hope to see football games and baseball games and basketball," he said. Trump appeared confident that the virus would diminish by the fall. "This is going away," Trump said. "I think we're going to come up with vaccines, and all but this is going away. And when it's gone, we're going to be doing a lot of things." When asked how the virus would go away without a vaccine, Trump continued, "It's gonna go. It's gonna leave. It's gonna be gone. It's gonna be eradicated, and it might take longer, it might be in smaller sections. It won't be what we had," he said. Trump appeared eager to leave the White House after several weeks of remaining in Washington, D.C. "I'd like to get out, as much as I love this," he said. "This is the most beautiful house in the world, in my opinion."